If you head to our Facebook page, there's a picture. A New Jersey mom did a photo shoot with not just her son, but also some neighborhood kids. Mm-hmm. And it was a Walking Dead photo shoot. The kids are all really into the show.
Uh-huh. I love it. I think it's great.
All their parents let them watch it. And of course, people are going off because they're saying that the son and the other kids are too young to be involved in a photo shoot like that, that she's teaching him violence and other kids violence. She said, "I'm not the first person in the history of America to have children reenacting violence. This is what child actors do," which is true. Anybody, any child actor who's in that Walking Dead film mm-hmm. is involved in that. What's the difference?
Yeah, and I know that there's been just instances when we've been around friends and stuff, and the Walking Dead has come up, and and we've said, like, "Oh, well, Maisie watches that, like, yeah, you know, and she loves that show," and they're like, "Oh, really? I wouldn't let her watch that." I mean, there's nothing. I mean, there's a bit of blood and guts in there. I mean, there isn't really anything sexual in that show at all, really. And you know, there might be an odd scene here and there, but they're very rare. I mean, you don't never see anything, you know?
Most people on our Facebook page agree, saying that it was fine. Chris Reed said, "Definitely overreacting. I look forward to when one of those kids becomes the next Wes Craven or Steven Spielberg. Way to go, Mom, for teaching your kids creativity and to think outside the box. Let everyone else be robots and keep keeping your kids to be unique and creative."
Isn't it funny how it seems to be we've kind of breed in this generation of you've got to stay in your lane. Like, you can't go left and you can't go right. You've just got to. And it's horrible because it will stifle creativity and stuff. It just will.
This one's interesting. Tony commented on our Facebook page, "Wow, I think it's great. What's wrong with being a fan? My wife got a zombie tattoo across her chest with our daughter as the center zombie. Does that make us bad parents? LOL."
I like that. Not that I wouldn't want the tattoo, but I actually think the actual concept is actually pretty cool.
Do you try to shield her at any point? Your daughter's 12 years old now. Yep. I don't know. When I was young, mm-hmm. I wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons. The Simpsons was considered very
adult-based humor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I was a young kid, and I never got into it anyway, but I remember specifically not being allowed to watch The Simpsons.
Listen, this is the kind of...
Let me see how well that worked out.
This is kind of how it kind of works in the house, mm-hmm. is the fact that if you shield her from it in the house...
Yeah,
there's so many avenues out there where she's gonna get access to those things or kids talking about. So, isn't it better?
But do you think that for everything you could say? Oh, listen, if we don't let her drink in the house,
she's gonna
go out with friends and drink in parties. But, so, are you gonna be the parents that that drink with your kid?
No, I don't mean that. But I mean, like, things like watching stuff on TV and movies and stuff, and you go, "Oh yeah, you can't watch that." I mean, granted, you know, I'm not talking about, like, you know, like adult movies and stuff, but other kind of, she's watched a few rated R movies and stuff. I mean, and more for the fact of there being, like, a lot of, like, you know, fight scenes and that kind of stuff in it, you know, but I don't know. It's better to talk to her about stuff and let her have access to certain things than to just snuggle her up in a blanket and pretend it doesn't happen. Because I think that comes back and will bite you on the butt later on in life if they're so shielding, and you throw them out there to the lion, so to speak.
You're more of an honest conversation about it, kind of.
Yeah.
Aren't those awkward?
Yeah, they kind of are, but it kind of works, though. Because it's like... See, and I guess, and I'm sure that lots of dads have the same kind of relationship with their daughters and stuff and that, but, like, she'll come and talk to me about kind of pretty much everything, you know, even to the degree when it gets round to, and she'll probably hate me, she's not listening, but even when it gets to that kind of time when it's like the girly monthly time when she'll, like, you know, if she runs out, she'll send me a message, "Oh, Dad, can you go and get me some?" And, and she'll, you know, send me a screenshot so I get the right ones and stuff and that, so... But I think if in the house we're kind of like, "Oh, you can't talk about that kind of stuff."
Yeah, you're making it taboo.
Yeah, Then that's kind of what I was getting at with that whole thing. Yeah. I just think it's better sometimes just to open them up to something so it doesn't hurt you later on down the line.
You can see the picture on our Facebook page and let us know, is it disturbing or are people overreacting? 424-1234 to be a part of the show.